From Half Moon Cay, this is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. Florida's newest MSC ship is one step closer to arriving in the U.S. MSC Seashore departed Barcelona, Spain last week and is now en route across the Atlantic Ocean. After arriving in Miami, the ship is scheduled to operate a two-night cruise to Ocean Key, where she will be christened by none other than Sophia Loren. Following that, Seashore will begin a year-round schedule of Bahamas and Caribbean cruises on November 20th. And two more celebrity cruise ships resume service from Florida over the weekend. Celebrity Reflection set sail from Port Everglades on Saturday and is now operating seven-night Eastern and Western Caribbean sailings, while Celebrity Constellation departed her new home port of Tampa Bay on Sunday, marking the first time a celebrity ship has sailed from Tampa in 16 years. With the resumption of these two ships, 10 out of Celebrity's 14 vessels have now resumed cruising. And finally, Princess Cruises has announced its 2024 World Cruise, which will visit 51 destinations across 27 countries. The 111-day voyage will take place aboard Island Princess with two embarkation ports, Fort Lauderdale on January 4th and L.A. on January 18th. A 97-day option from Los Angeles to Fort Lauderdale will also be available. Fares start at, you ready for this, $21,000 per person. And cruise line stocks were down on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 1%, 24.69. Royal Caribbean down 3, 93.76. And Norwegian down 2, 28.22. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here at Half Moon Cay, I'm Doug Parker aboard the MS Rotterdam for Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.